mulberries. I discovered a kindergarten teacher arrived one day at my gate, loppers in hand, and said that her kids were doing a silkworm project and that she had called Parks and Rec, and it turned out that I have the only mulberry tree in Mill Valley. So I told her, great, I loved it, help yourself. But I figured the silkworms must have died because she never came back. It was very sad to me that she never returned for more mulberry leaves. By the time the low branches ripen, the pigeons are fat and can be generous. Just so, let the gods take what they want of this world and its high nectars. No, they will leave the stews and the nipples' erectness, the unguarded, late-sweetening pleasures. So that's kind of the opposite of those pears in the peaches in the 1973 poems where the ripe ones are at the top of the tree. The only mulberries I ever get to eat are the ones at the bottom of the tree.